This is Ozarks at Large. We continue now our Business as Unusual series. It's where we speak with owners of niche businesses about how they've been adapting and how they've been reaching their customers during the pandemic. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek has this report from a textile and craft shop in our area.
We're going to do folds. We're going to do, and I'm going to just start from the simplest to the most complicated, but I'll demonstrate this first one. So it's what Tricia and I like to call the crumple.
That's Bea Apple you're hearing, and she's in the middle of an indigo dyeing workshop that normally she and Tricia Logan would be holding in person at the Hillfolk shop in Bentonville.
Is it okay if this is chunky at first?
Yes. If it's chunky, just give it like, keep stirring it and maybe just give it a minute or so to hydrate.
Logan, who owns Hillfolk with Apple, says this was their first attempt at going about their workshops this way. We spoke last week ahead of the event, which they held last Thursday night.
So the way it's working, it's local. It's almost all local people, so that they would get the kit delivered to their doorstep with the supplies. And then we will all be together on Zoom to do the class. So we're hoping that works out well.
Hillfolk opened about 2 years ago at the 8th Street Market, where it shares building space with other businesses like The Holler, Markham & Fitz Chocolate Makers, and Yayo's Mexican Food.
It's a retail store, but it's also, we do workshops, for textile-based workshops, so indigo dyeing, weaving, spinning, embroidery, knitting. My business partner, Bea, is a master knitter, so we do a lot of that. We have our own line of yarn. And we sell a lot of textile-based and craft items, but also gift items just for the Bentonville and Northwest Arkansas community, candles, that sort of thing, too.
Logan says they've had to postpone all their workshops or move them online while bolstering their shop's presence on the web.
So we pivoted to more of an online business, and our store is kind of set up more for shipping now, which is interesting. So we don't feel ready to open yet. We don't feel like it's safe yet. There's a lot of uncertainties, but it's also just, it's set up differently. The business has changed so much.
Despite the changes, Logan says they've seen a lot of success with their online store where they sell the crafting kits they've come up with for people to do from home.
So we're creating more video content to go with those. That's been really good for us because it's stuff we've wanted to do forever, but we've always been so tied down to these workshops and being at the store every day. And so we've never had the time to pause and really do that.
Logan and Bea Apple developed their indigo dye kits before the pandemic for the Little Craft Show held back in December. Since then, they've come up with several more.
We've added a knitting kit, a bundle dyeing kit, a mending kit.
As popular as the kits have become, Logan says they are running into problems sourcing some of their materials.
Getting materials right now, raw, you know, fabric and that sort of thing, thread, silk, indigo, that sort of thing is sometimes, it's just taking longer to get it. So we're having a hard time keeping some of the kits in stock. So that's one challenge we are facing.
Hillfolk has also started making face masks after getting multiple requests from the local community.
We were kind of hesitant at first. We're like, we feel weird about selling masks. So we were doing, you know, you buy one and then we donate one to a local hospital for every mask that's purchased.
But they've had a hard time keeping up with the demand. Logan says they'd sell out of the batches they made over the course of 2 weeks in less than 15 minutes.
Now we're doing pre-orders only. So you can, for the people that really want a Hillfolk mask, you know, we have some beautiful fabrics we're using. So we're doing just pre-orders for people who want them, and then we're turning them around in a week.
And while Hillfolk is doing more business than it did last year, Logan says it's still less business than they would have done in a normal year, especially with the opening of the Momentary Art Venue just across the street.
Which was only open for 2.5 weeks before this all happened. And we had started seeing, like, you know, double the amount of traffic from that, which was in 8th Street Market in that whole area. So that was super exciting. So we were excited about our numbers going into the spring. We had thought it was going to be a huge spring.
Once they do reopen their storefront, Logan says they'll have to figure out how to combine their brick-and-mortar operation with the online business that took off during the outbreak.
We're not sure how we're going to do that because it's set up, you know, totally different. It doesn't look beautiful. It's not a beautiful retail storefront now as it was. So we're going to have to try to combine the shipping area with workshop area with storefront. So that'll be an interesting challenge when we do decide to open back up.
In-person workshops, Logan says, will likely be the last part of their business that they'll bring back. But they are considering their options.
And they might be smaller. You know, we might have 5 people in a workshop versus 15, something like that. And we might try to do outdoor workshops. That's another option we're thinking about.
She says they're keeping an eye on what's happening as more people begin going out this month and will likely wait until June 1st before making any firm decisions about reopening.
We will probably, if we feel safe opening then, I think we'll probably phase in maybe a day and then the next week maybe add in another day that we're open to retail and that sort of thing. Or maybe just shortened hours. Maybe you can come in just a few hours a day, trying to figure that out.
You can find updates on those plans on Hill Folk's social media channels. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Tricia Logan also owns Shindig Papery in Fayetteville with a different business partner. She says they were set to have their best year ever until the pandemic upended weddings around the country. For now, they've been focusing on working with brides as they rearrange their orders for everything from invitations to table settings to accommodate new wedding dates. Logan says they've been doing appointments via Zoom for the last 9 weeks, but plan to resume in-person appointments at the shop on June 1st.